Are you ready for today?
Well, my question for you is, are you pickleball fit?
No. No, I guess not. What's that? I am not pickleball fit. I am a pickleball player. I am not, but I am. Why do you ask?
Well, that is a great question. What would you say is your average time spent when you go out and play pickleball?
Average.
How much time do you
I mean,
spend
probably
playing?
really close to 2 hours, maybe two and a half.
Would you say that's average for
A
pickleball
lot of
players?
people, yeah. Well, one more game,
One
baby.
more game.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I schedule drills in the morning from 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. so I can get off and get work done. That's 2 hours. And then on, well, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, I do 7 to 8:30, so an hour and a half. But I think you throw in a Saturday, a little longer on Saturdays usually. I mean, yeah, right around 2 hours probably.
And leagues are usually 2 hours. Not that we're playing the whole time.
Leagues are 2 hours. Yeah, leagues are about,
But last week we
yeah,
did.
leagues go from 8 to 10 or
We
six to
pretty
eight.
much played the whole time.
Yep.
Anyway, the reason I ask that is because, and I've heard this not just from people like you, but other pickleball or racket sport players, they say that because they're playing so much, they don't need to do other exercises. They don't have to focus on the fitness because they have so much exercise with their
I
fitness.
don't know that I've said that recently.
Not
I probably
recently.
said that when I first started playing, because I was playing like 3 days, three times a day,
Yes, you
six
did.
hours a day.
You're like, I don't have time to do
I got in
anything
trouble
else.
with my business partner back then, so and my wife and my kids. No, I definitely haven't said that lately, but yeah, I definitely hear that it's enough exercise for me. Now, I think I feel like you're taking over the podcast. That's great. I want you to. But I'm going to make a quick comment, not trying to take over whatever you're doing here, but there is something to be said about what type of pickleball you're playing.
Of course.
A guy playing singles for 2 hours is going to be wiped. I mean, they're going to burn 1,500 to 2,000 calories.
Absolutely.
Doubles at my speed, like how much I run on the court, probably burning 300 to 400 an hour. So there's a lot to be said about other exercises, I suppose, or other whatever you're trying to get at.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yes, I've heard it.
The reason I ask is because there are other reasons why you need to exercise in addition to just playing pickleball or in addition to playing pickleball because it'll support your pickleball.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And
Are you taking over this podcast? Like, should I? Normally, I come in here and ask you if you're taking it over,
I thought I would be assertive today.
then you need to be assertive and introduce us. Let's
Okay.
go.
Well, welcome to the Sweet Lobs podcast with Kevin and Sky Huff. He likes to use a nickname for me. I'm going to pass on
No, because this week somebody came up to
that
us literally today and said, "Hey, one take wonder." So it worked.
It did. You were supposed to jump for joy.
Oh, I was. I forgot about that.
So,
Okay,
and I
next time
was,
I see him, I'll jump for joy.
he needs to warn me next time because I need to have my camera ready for that.
So you can see me jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna have to be a really high speed camera to get me jumping.
Anyway, so there's more to fitness than just conditioning. There's more to it.
You know what, Sky? This all sounds great, but I don't care. And let me tell you why. We don't know your credentials.
Oh.
But if you tell us your credentials, maybe we'll care.
Okay, well, I'm a certified
Yes, you
personal
are.
fitness trainer. I'm also certified in yoga, nutrition, and soon to be Pilates.
Right, so there you go. We got to listen up. Go ahead, Sky. What do you got for me?
I'm also a martial artist. So,
That part's not as scary as the nutrition part.
could be a t-shirt.
Thank you.
I'm more scared of my nutritionist than my martial art instructor. Anyway, there's more to it. So, there have been things said, I'm not sure of the statistics, I'm sure you can pull it up, that injuries are high in pickleball.
Okay, those stats are misleading.
I believe that to be true
I'm
as
going to
well.
comment on that.
Okay, go ahead.
It's just because a lot more people are all of a sudden playing a sport they never played before, and some people have not really done much in sports at all, and so there's more injuries. But pickleball itself is not a higher per player injury sport.
I totally
That makes
believe
sense?
that.
Okay, all
Yes.
right.
And that also supports what I'm about to say next, which is there's many reasons why you want to incorporate other fitness and exercises so that you can support your pickleball habit.
It's not a habit. It's a, what is it?
An addiction.
That's right.
Well, an addiction for some, a habit or a passion for others. It doesn't really matter how you categorize yourself.
That's fair.
But there's several things I want to point out that it's important so that you can be playing at your best.
Okay.
For the biggest one is injury prevention. So other exercises, especially strength training and flexibility training, is going to help you with balance, knee strength, your coordination, your agility, and your flexibility.
And which, that's core?
That's injury prevention. There's a lot to that.
Oh,
and I'll explain exercises that support each one.
Core is like your waist area, right?
Yeah. So from,
I'm showing my lack of knowledge in this space because I'm.
That's okay.
Just want to pick.
You're on my court now.
Yeah. Well, now see, that's a better T-shirt. Suck it up, Buttercup. You're on my court now.
Exactly. Anyway, so the next reason is because of speed, different types of speed. So you had us practice serving with a speed gun.
I did.
And it was tough for some of us to get above 30 miles per hour.
Yep.
And that is really just about mechanics. And mechanics are supported by muscle strength.
Yep.
And so strength training can also increase your speed strength as well as being able to just fundamentally have the muscle components that you need for proper form. So staying low in the kitchen with that bent knee. I mean, people fatigue out if they're in a long dinking game.
Dink rally is what we call it.
Because they're just exhausted from holding that stance and being able to bounce back and forth and shuffle back and forth. Hmm. Paddle up, same thing.
Yeah.
Your arms get tired. So maybe not you, but
would you pick up something in my facial expressions there?
Yes, he was making faces. So, but there are some that just keeping that paddle up, their muscles are fatiguing.
Look,
out.
For everyone, at some point you get tired.
You do.
You just do.
Which leads also to stamina. So cardio stamina.
Wait. You were on weightlifting for a second there.
Yeah.
Random thing I read this week. That lifting weights. I forget how they word it, but basically impacts the pancreas and your ability to fight. What is diabetes caused by?
Insulin resistance.
Yeah. So lifting weights fights insulin resistance.
Interesting.
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh? Right, anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
There's lots of reasons why you should be fit. You should be incorporating other fitness into your day or your week. And I'm not saying you have to be out at the gym for an hour. Some of the strength training exercises that you could do could only be like 10 minutes a day. You could literally take your pickleball group, start with a set of exercises as your warm up, and then go right into your game. It would probably take a leader who's going to say, we're going to do this to be able to instigate that. But it's so, so very important.
I would do that. I would be more than happy to be that quote unquote leader that says, this is what we're going to do. Now, people can choose to show up or not.
Exactly.
Right.
But I mean, you can't make your friends do it.
Let's make a note to start that in the spring next year when we do our next Community in Motion event.
Okay.
Not event, but our next Community in Motion summer.
So I listed 1, 2, 3, 4. So here's the four things. I'll just read them out really fast.
Okay.
Cardio stamina, which helps you last through those long volleys. Injury prevention, which includes balance, knee strength, coordination, agility, and flexibility. Speed, strength, and agility, that's the speed to get to those tough shots.
Mm-hmm.
So that moment where you jump off the line or you dart a different direction, that's your speed strength. And then the strength to hold leg position and paddle up. So those are the four that I wanted to target today. We're not going to talk about nutrition today, so you don't have to worry about that. That could be a different episode if you want. So I bet you're wondering, Kevin, what exercises do I have to do?
I was not.
No?
I was wondering how I can prove to you that pickleball is all I need. But I'm willing to listen to you.
All right.
What exercises can I do?
I'm so happy that you asked.
Well, listen, you and I have talked about this before.
Yep.
Our listeners, all three of them, have heard us say this, which is you were doing that drumstick yoga,
Yes,
not
it was a
yoga,
cardio
cardio.
class.
And
Yeah.
so I was like, look, this would be perfect for pickleball. So I actually am
Absolutely.
not, I'm kidding totally when I say that I'm thinking about how pickleball could take its place. I do believe
I
there's a good
kind of
place for
believe
it.
that you're kidding, but I
Yeah.
kind of believe
I'm
that
not
you're
saying
not.
I've adopted it. I'm just saying I believe it.
Sure. I've seen you have fun and do something silly on the court as
Yeah.
if you're doing exercises.
Squats.
Yeah,
So I could get
definitely.
Nasty
Squats
Nelson.
are humongous. I'm going to
Like
get to
Danny
that.
Wilson.
So, flexibility training. This is tough for so many people. You get to the court. Some people are smart and they get warmed up. I've seen a few of the players
Correct.
on Tuesdays and Thursdays do a little warm up, and I'm so proud of those people, those ladies. But for most people, they come onto the court, they kind of move and twist a few times, and then they jump out on the court and they start playing. And
I think the only moving and twisting I see with those people is getting their shoes on. And I'm one of them.
sure.
Yeah.
So we covered this in a previous podcast where you need to do dynamic stretching.
Yeah.
Those are stretches that are actually movements. And so you wouldn't really categorize them as stretches because you probably, what do you think of when you think of a stretch?
Well, you know, I think I go back to like 7th grade basketball, 8th grade basketball, all the way through high school basketball, football, track. It's sitting on the ground, you know, bending your knees so much that your quads are screaming at you, and then backing off just a touch,
Yep.
you know, doing whatever you got to do to stretch your groin, your calves, your whatever's, Achilles. Those to
All
me are all stretches.
of those things that you are describing are considered static
Right,
stretches,
because
where
there's no
you're,
movement.
yes, so you're holding a mo a
Holding a pose or
position
a
or,
position, yeah.
yep, those are what you want to do after you exercise.
That's what I do when I get in the hot tub.
Exactly.
I go home and I stretch in the hot tub.
Yep. Dynamic stretches are movements that you do, and if you've gone to like a football game or a pro basketball game, you're going to see them do dynamic stretches when they're warming up.
Yeah, they look
So
like they're dancing across the
kind of like they're
field or
skipping
running
across
it.
the
Yeah.
court or the field, or
They're doing
they're
a
doing
grapevine.
crisscross
Yep.
grapevines. They might be doing like rotating their knee so they're warming up their
Can I share with
hips.
you my pet peeve right now? It's not what you think it is.
Really?
No, I don't mind doing the stretching you're talking about. I actually think it's probably very healthy, and I've done it before a couple times, and you loosen up faster for the game.
Sure. So that's dynamic stretching. You want to do that before, and you can also do it after, but it's basically mimicking movements that you're going to do while you're playing a game. So that's two. So there's flexibility, training. Flexibility training are probably some of the things that you can think of. So what would you consider flexibility training?
Didn't we just kind of talk about some of those?
We talked about what static stretches are, but what is flexibility training? There's some very specific
No, I mean,
types.
wouldn't that be like having the rubber band between your legs and stretching your legs out and closing them up and stretching them out and closing them up? Wouldn't that be kind of flexible? Or is that
Sure.
resistance training?
That's more of resistance training.
You better tell me then. I have no idea.
Okay, so Pilates,
Oh, yoga,
yoga,
Pilates. Okay,
barre.
sure.
There's also
Hot
flexibility.
yoga,
Hot yoga.
Bikram.
Yes. Or
Don't go
just,
to hot yoga because people fart and forget it. It's all over.
it's pretty bad. Yeah. It's actually nice,
Nothing
but
like somebody farting in a steamy room.
it happens. It's yoga. It's supposed to move those things
Yeah,
around.
I ain't interested in that. Do your own hot yoga at home. Don't go to the clubs.
What I'm saying is, it's not nice. There's some great and yoga
There
instructors
you
out
go.
there that are trained in sport-specific things, and that could be very helpful for you, especially if you have an area that's really,
Yeah,
really tight,
I concur.
and that can help you reduce injuries, if not help prevent them. So, if that is something that you're interested in, you might look at classes near you. Strength training. We already touched upon that, in particular squats. So a lot of times we would see people in the gym, they don't know how to do a proper squat. And squats are so fundamental. It is an occupational exercise. You don't,
Occupational
yep.
exercise. Teachers should squat.
I'm
I don't know what you
saying
mean by occupational.
occupational because you're going to do it every day.
Oh, okay.
It,
Okay.
you can't not squat unless you
Now
flop. You
we
can
got
flop onto the couch,
another
but
t-shirt. We should open a t-shirt. You can't not squat.
squats are just part of life. Every
So
time you
what?
sit down and you stand up, you
Feet shoulder
basically,
width apart?
well, I don't, I
Back
can,
straight?
I would say go watch a video, but
Yeah.
more importantly, have someone watch you squat so they
Yeah.
can tell you if you
We're gonna get some really weird visuals here.
so that people can tell you if your form is correct, or go to a professional, go hire a personal trainer. They can, most of the time they'll train you for one session and just check your form.
This is not the same as copying a squat on a couch. That's not what this is about.
But it's important.
But give them something. It's feet shoulder width apart, back straight.
Think of yourself at the kitchen line.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So where is your knee in proportion to your feet?
Above it.
Yes. Are your knees going past your toes?
Probably not.
Exactly. Where's your butt?
Behind.
Yes, but is it down or are you leaning forward?
When I'm squatting, well, it's both. I may have to reach forward for a ball, but if I'm just doing a regular squat, just to bend down to hit a ball back and I'm in the right position.
Or if you're just paddle up at the kitchen line.
Yeah.
Your butt is down.
Yeah.
Your knees are bent.
Yep.
That is your squat.
Okay.
That's why you feel like you've done a million squats after you've done.
Yeah, if you do it right.
Yeah.
Dinking is awesome.
But if you look at the pros, they're basically in a partial squat position.
Watch Simone Jarjim. She is absolutely the most amazing at it. She is down the whole time. I'm like, how are you in squat position for like 4 straight hours?
Right?
Yeah.
She trains. Squats have, no matter what the sport is, they have been studied. It's one of the highest studied exercises that we've done. Abdominal exercises are probably close to that, if not, I don't know where they are in proportion to each other, but squats have been studied for so long because there is a correlation between squat and leg training, leg day, and your speed on the court, or your speed in any sport.
Largest muscle group. We talked about that before.
Largest muscle group. There are different types of squats, and basically, fundamentally, they're all important to targeting different parts of your quadriceps and your glutes, but the important part is just to incorporate some of them into your fitness plan. You can do the leg press, you can do deadlifts, you can do calf raises. All of those leg day exercises are important to your sport, but to get started, incorporate squats.
And you burn more calories with them big muscles.
You do.
I saw a great quote. I'm going to share it with you because you'll love this
sure.
quote. There was two guys standing side by side, and it was not a quote like, you know, where you would like put someone's name after it and give it, you know, them credit and put it into a PowerPoint or something. This was literally two guys talking, or one guy talking, and he's like, "This is my boy, whatever." So I would say like, "This is my boy, Talon. He's a stud. Mm-hmm. He goes to the gym." I would say we both go to the gym, we both lift weights, but you know, he lifts 5 times as much as I do because when I go to the gym, I go to the gym so that I can eat this donut. He goes to the gym so he won't eat the donut.
Oh, that's good.
That's a pretty good phrase.
Yeah.
I did a bad job of, I totally botched the story, but you get the you get the idea.
Yeah.
And I am the guy that plays pickleball so I can eat more food.
Oh, I understand.
I admit it.
I used to say that I'd run for a latte.
I would put a t-shirt on that says food is greater than exercise if I could and get away with it, but exercise is greater than food.
It is.
I just have a hard time.
We are foodie.
Really,
you're
at,
a foodie.
At the core, believing it because I love, just trying different things and, I'm a foodie. I believe in the power of food to heal.
Food is medicine.
Yeah, but.
That's an episode for a different day.
Yeah, but too much. Well, this is a health episode, so I think it's a good time to talk about it. Everybody knows I eat too much. That ain't a secret. I'm eating less now.
And I'm proud of you.
I got to keep going, though.
Yeah. I have one more to cover.
What?
Yes.
We're not done yet.
So
this
think
is painful
about.
For me.
I understand.
I'm just kidding.
I want you to think back to your football days or your track days.
Oh, my word.
What are some of the crazy exercises that your coaches would have you do?
The crab walk.
Yep.
That's it. It just sucked so bad. I mean, in football, the crab walk, you know, upside down, like on, you know, hands and feet
yes.
with your face, your body facing upward. 100 yards. Oh, if that wasn't fast enough, turn around and come back. And I'm like, I'm not in third place. He's like, shut up and come back. I hated that exercise. Wind sprints were okay. You know, unless we are saying like suicides.
Yep.
Like on the basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
Every line.
Yep.
Every line. Oh, that just killed a part of my soul every time they would say that. Every line.
We wouldn't have to do that unless we lost.
No, we were in great shape, but we were winners.
That's right.
Yeah.
What about wall sits?
I don't, that's fine. I don't care.
You
I have
didn't care
massive,
about.
massive quads. They don't bother
Oh
me.
man, we'd also do
Now
those bloody
today, my knee's
knees.
bad. Like I've had a bad knee since I had a huge surgery, two
Might
huge
be due to the
surgeries.
wall sits. Who knows?
No, you know exactly what it's due to.
Yes. Basketball.
Bad basketball injury in my 30s. But until then, like wall sits never bothered me.
Well, so the reason I brought those up is because one of the types of exercises that you can do that will increase your agility as well as your strength on the court are plyometric exercises.
Plyometric, PLY.
PLY
Okay.
O M E T
Okay.
R I C. You can YouTube or Google or Pinterest a million different sites, and they'll give you a list.
Yep. Squat jumps.
Basically, if you just add a jump to whatever exercise you're doing,
Yep.
it had,
Burpees, squat jumps.
yep.
They all suck, let's be honest. If my gym teachers knew about this when I was in school, I probably would never gone out for sports. Go do 50 burpees. I'm gonna go read a book.
I don't like burpees. I'll just admit that right
Yeah,
now.
scissors jump.
But you brought up crab walk. So crab walk is actually a plyometric, but it's different.
Well, yeah, because you don't jump. You,
Well,
can you
you're not on the
imagine?
ground, for this type. They have a name, they have an exercise that has the same name, but you're not on the ground.
It's called crab walk,
Yep.
but it's not like when you're walking backwards with your
But you're
hands,
not
looking
on
like
your
a crab.
hands and feet
Okay,
with
what
your
is
hands
it?
behind you. So it's basically what you do at a kitchen line anyway. So it is getting low and just going side to side with your legs in that low
And
position.
that's called a crab walk?
Some fitness professionals call that a crab walk,
Those
yes.
idiots don't know what a real crab walk is. Get them out on a football field with
No, but
me.
that's a good one because that mimics what you're doing
It's
at
a
the
really
kitchen
good
line.
drill, but
Yeah.
come on. That doesn't look like a crab. I guess maybe side to side is the only
It's just
reason.
because it's side to side, exactly,
Yeah.
because crabs walk sideways. So if you put a band above your around both legs and above your knees,
Yep.
and you did a crab walk, you would be strengthening the muscles on your hips and for all of those lateral moves that you're making back and
My hip
forth.
flexors are the things that hurt the first. All my
Exactly.
other muscles are good. My hip flexors are the first ones that are like, ow.
Exactly. So people say, oh, they hurt. I shouldn't work them out. But it's actually the
Opposite, of
opposite.
course.
You want to strengthen those. And people will say, I can't do squats because of my knee. Well, there's different ways to do a squat or a leg press so that you can protect your knee. And that's why you want to seek a professional, like a personal trainer, so that they can help you with that. Because doing squats actually strengthens some muscles along your knee to support it.
Interesting. You know, I just like to look up things, so I just pulled up plyometrics. Did you know that skateboarding is a plyometric exercise?
Yeah,
You did?
I did.
What? Freaking certified people.
I
Carry
know.
on.
Well,
Smarty
that will
pants.
also lead me to one of my other favorite plyometric exercises, which is called a skater.
Oh, well, that sounds
So
like
you, and this is
skateboarding.
great for pickleball as well because you're jumping to the side and you're swinging your leg to the
Oh.
back like you're a speed skater
Yeah.
and your arm swing.
Yeah,
So
that's a good one.
it's a great one.
I
And
used to do that when I was doing my PT for my knee. I
exactly.
had they had like a fancy pants little slide thing that my feet would slide on. I wore these certain shoe covers and I would push off. It's really for training for speed
And
skating.
if you were on, what's the sales network?
Sales network.
You buy stuff on TV?
Buy stuff on what? Oh, like QVC
Yes.
or a
So if
Home
you were on
Shopping Network or?
QVC in the 90s, you probably bought that type of
Oh,
apparatus.
I would not have,
We
but.
did. I used to take it to my office. I
You
did it.
bought one?
Yeah, I did it during lunch, during my lunch break.
Speed skater thingy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I come out with all frizzy hair from all the electricity.
I
It's so fun. Anyway.
played volleyball at lunch during those days.
I know.
That was my plyometric
You worked
exercise.
somewhere more fun than I was at. Anyway, so there's lots of different things. So let's review flexibility, which includes dynamic stretching and static stretching, strength training, plyometric exercises.
Okay. And you're not going to touch on diet?
Not this time.
I appreciate that. On behalf of all of our listeners, we appreciate it.
No, but these things, in addition to playing pickleball, are going to improve your pickleball game.
Okay, that's pretty cool. We will begin to incorporate some of these into our community in motion drills and thrills in the spring.
I know it's gone fast.
Has flown by, but we've done it for like 3 months already. Oh, it will be 3 months when we're done.
Summer. It's almost pumpkin spice season.
Okay.
I think that hits in September.
See, look, you're not. We just got done going through this whole thing on, you know, being healthy, and then you're going to go to, well, my seasons are pumpkin spice season.
I didn't say that was my season.
Peppermint bark season. what's a good spring apple cider season? Like whatever your four Starbucks seasons are.
More reason to exercise.
No, we just covered that.
I know. I'm just teasing
you. He goes to
you.
The gym so he doesn't eat the donut.
I love that about him. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I was making that up. I'm not sure it's true about him, to be honest, but I was just using him as an example.
He's definitely more disciplined with his eating than I ever was at his age.
Way more. Are you kidding me? I was at Sonic every day.
I didn't have a Sonic growing up.
Chili cheese tater tots.
Stop.
Number one with
extra ketchup. You just gave me a hard time for mentioning pumpkin spice, and now you're going to mention tater tots.
It's not a season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's not a season. I think you just gave Sonic a reason to start a season.
Yeah, Sonic, why don't you get on it? Cherry Limeade season should start every year on June 21st.
They probably already do. I don't know. We don't have a Sonic
I'm
here.
I'm just saying. We need one.
Who knows?
Probably a good thing we don't have one, because from my childhood, I did spend a lot of time at Sonic, and I loved it.
Mm.
We called it Gronic. That was our nickname for it.
Why?
I don't know. I think it came from Gross Sonic, but we loved it, so we called it the Gronic. Going to Gronic? Yeah.
Wow.
That's probably just a football thing. I don't know. We're a bunch of dorks.
Maybe. Well, I think that fitness is forever. And so.
See, another one. Fitness is forever.
Fitness is forever.
You need to listen to your own podcast and write these all down and get some t-shirts made.
Okay. I'll get on that.
Yeah.
So if we treat our bodies and we train our bodies for fitness forever, then you understand why it's important to train not just for your sport, but for sustainability and longevity in your fitness journey.
Yeah. Yeah. This was a welcome surprise. And now I've got a surprise for you for next week. I don't
What's
have
that?
To do anything. No.
Oh.
Hello. Dork.
I thought you were saying something like.
I said for next week.
Oh, okay.
On the next podcast episode.
Oh, good.
So are you the one closing us out, or am I the one closing us out? I feel like there's a disconnect here since you stole the show.
Well, I'm going to try to remember your cool tagline.
All right, do it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thank you for liking, sharing, and subscribing. And we know that you are part of our family because you're ahead of the game.
Well, that was pretty close. I said, tell your friends we're ahead of the game, and so are you.
Oh, I like that even better.
Yeah. Well, that was a nice surprise.
Thank you.
Having you lead out, I like it. Okay. You are the star of the show, I one take wonder.